Music and Meditation, Part 8. Our brother, sister, teacher, lover, friends. God, the music my outer life likes. God, the song my inner life loves. Sri Chinmoy. Spiritual music is God's secret agent sent into the world to find and return us to Him. We are of the same source as spiritual music. Just as we are expressions and manifestations of love, light, peace, beauty, and joy, so is music. We are two diverging trunks of the same tree, rising from the same root and same soil. Our souls have taken physical form. Music's soul, the form of sound. If we look beyond our respective outer forms, we uncover an inner affinity, a revelation of oneness. Springing from the same source, the same parents, spiritual songs are our brothers and sisters, our immediate family, children of the same love, light, and joy. They are also our closest friends, playmates, lovers, confidants, tutors, mentors, and guides. There is nothing we cannot learn from spiritual songs, provided we engage with them sincerely, eagerly, and wholeheartedly. The more we can hear, play, or sing spiritual songs with love and devotion, the more the songs reveal of themselves and simultaneously of ourselves. Songs are our inner mirrors and echo chambers. The deeper we dive into a song, the deeper we dive into ourselves. The more of ourselves we give to a song, the more of ourselves we discover. We gain, learn, and become most from a song when we claim it utterly as our own and offer it our all. To flood us and our world with love, light, and delight, God comes to us as music and as song. Sometimes more immediately and effectively than meditation, spiritual music reminds us of the real, inspires us, purifies, beautifies, sweetens, energizes, enraptures, illumines, liberates, perfects, reveals, and fulfills us integrally.